Welcome to a special edition of the Loving on Purpose podcast, where author and relationship expert Danny Silk and co-hosts Jared and Erin Cullop answer questions from listeners just like you. As always, you can also download and listen to Danny's full sessions at iTunes and at lovingonpurpose.com. Now let's join Danny in the studio.
Hey, everybody. We're here again with Danny. How are you?
I'm doing good, Erin. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm over here.
Hey, Jared, how are you?
Who's that guy? How'd he get in here?
Well, they keep leaving the back door unlocked.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's really good to get to just ask you questions and hear your thoughts and not really have an agenda. But we're actually coming. And Jared, I think you have a question coming off social media.
I do. So I am so, again, thankful that these questions don't apply to me, Erin. Thank you for that. Through all my stuff for 12 years, but single parents dating. When to introduce your new fling to your kids? You know, at what point is too early? And when also is it too late because you should have had, you know, some kind of buy in if you need that from your children? So yeah, when's the right time?
Well, all new flings are too early. So, yeah, so I would keep all my flings away from my kids. It's the time when you are actually considering that you would give your heart to this person. Mm. That's on the other side of that you would even consider introducing this person to your child's heart, you know, because that's your role as a single parent. You're there primarily to be the protector of that child. And then once you have a new relationship, you're introducing that other person to partner with you in protecting that child's heart. So they have to get yours first. They have to win you, win your trust, your affection, your belief that they will buy into your culture as a family, contribute to it, not undermine it, protect the momentum that you have with your children so far. I mean, as a parent, you are doing what you know to do to teach them that certain things are important and certain things are to be avoided. You want to make sure that the person that you're introducing is capturing that and is going to protect that sort of thing. So if you have a set of spiritual core values, that person had better be bringing strength to that and infusing that, or else you have just set your children up for an internal war over what is and what isn't valuable. So again and again, you know, whether you're the mother who's protecting the children or you're a father who's protecting the children, this person that you're saying, yes, I would like to pursue a lifelong relationship with you, let me see how you do with my children, because that is really step two, and you've captured my heart, let's see how you do with theirs, is going to be, it's going to be an important quotient in outcome.
Yeah, I think this might really be a good thing just to kind of say. You might be thinking that the Mr. Right or the Mrs. Right, or Miss Right, I should say, that you've found, even though it doesn't feel like anything you've ever felt, have the rule. Make sure that you're ready to, you know, protect your kids from this. I think that what all you just said, your answer was like, if we use it correctly, is like dispels or gets rid of the fog of infatuation. Make sure you're beyond infatuation with this person, right, before you bring it in the kids, that you could actually do life.
Yeah, and I think getting past infatuation is a genius idea before you ever say, I want to get married.
Yeah.
Because the defining the relationship material that we talk about, where we're helping people pre-engagement, pre-marital, we're really trying to slap that la 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 thing off of every single person and get them actually in conversation about things that are waiting for them on the other side of the I do. Let's have that conversation before we get to the I do, and then find the disruption there so we can walk away from this relationship, get the courage to walk away from the relationship rather than find yourself stuck in a really dark hole because you didn't even consider these things until you already signed the paper.
Yeah, so I want to highlight that real quickly. Danny's not exactly all about promoting, but it is an amazing tool that you've made, the Defining the Relationship workbook. Couples can go through it together. I strongly suggest that you can get it at lovingonpurpose.com. So if you're considering, yes, single parents, you're wondering what you're getting into, if you want to know that, get beyond the comparison with the parent of your child, the other parent, you know, get beyond that and really know what you have. Make sure you're through the infatuation stage, protect that child, get a couple of the workbooks and go through it.
And being lonely is a terrible reason to get married.
Totally.
You know, having a child is a terrible reason to get married. So there's some things that you want to just kind of winnow out of that decision. You know, I'm just lonely and my child needs a parent. Like, oh, you know what? Your child has a parent. and that parent, really, rather than go try to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, you really need to work on becoming Mr. Right or Miss Right. That's your job. Up the expectation that you have of what a relationship would look like that you want to partner with because of what it is that you want to build. What partner is required to build that place that you want
to
live
so
and that you want to take your child to? That's your job as a single parent, is have a vision for a life that you want to lead your children and yourself into, and find a person who will help you build that.
Thanks for listening to the Loving on Purpose mini podcast. Be sure to check out Danny's full sessions of the Loving on Purpose podcast every week, where you can hear Danny talking one-on-one with real people, going through real challenges, helping them toward real solutions. And Danny loves to hear from his listeners and readers, so be sure to connect with him personally on Twitter and Facebook at Danny Lee Silk. The Loving on Purpose podcast is recorded at Bethel Media Studios in Redding, California by senior producer David Noronha, audio supervisor Chris Pacilio, and audio engineers J.M. Friedemaker and Amy Aljamidi. Theme song by Bethel Music.
And remember, everybody, keep your love on.